Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
It's game time.
Spill MT and Talkin' Sports. You're listening to the Game Day T podcast with your host,
say my name,
D. Gill.
Hello, 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 everyone. It's D. Gill, host of the Outsports podcast, The Game Day T. Welcome to your listening ears to another episode. I do this every single Tuesday when I can. I love to bring you all different types of stories, different types of drama, whatever's going on in the sports world. I like to talk about it. And today, before I get into this episode, I want you all to go to my Instagram and my Twitter, DGILTM or The Game Day T. One word, look up all my other podcasts, share it, listen to it. You will not be disappointed. You can listen to all your favorite podcast hosts without sports. Search Out Sports and The Game Day T on Spotify, Apple, wherever you like to listen to your podcast, you will hear my voice. Now, getting into today's episode, we're going to talk about the Powerball. Yes, honey. The Powerball is $1.9 billion with a B, honey. So I got to thinking, you know, D. Gill's in his thoughts. I'm like, what sports-related thing would I buy myself personally if I won the Powerball? So I got to do a smack by that, because this is about to get juicy. Okay, so first things first, you know, I gotta pay Uncle Sam and everything like that, maybe get a little bit to my community, but I would personally want to give to my local community where I bought the lottery ticket to youth centers, and if there's any type of LGBTQ youth center specifically, I would want to give my money there because they are so underfunded, they're so underappreciated, and that's where I would want to give my money. I wish I had something like that growing up myself. If my parents would have taken me there, you know, be like around like-minded individuals as a youth, as a teen, it would have been awesome for me. I would love to fund whole LGBT center youth rec leagues. You know, even if it's just like two people, or even if it's just like practices, or like not even like a league, just come together and let's just play a little bit and buy some uniforms, rent out a park space, whatever. You know, go around to not even these big cities. Like, I would probably give money to towards these big cities, but some of these smaller cities too, the Kentuckys of the world, the Alabamas, the Wyomings, these states. States. Like, see where the opportunity lies to do this for our youth, because we need it. And it sounds like, so we're making a lot of progress in the media, but you look under every single comment on Facebook, Instagram, we have a lot of work to do. I mean, there's an uptick of, like, you know, hate crimes and all the other stuff against our community. Like, we need to come together fast, quick, and a hurry. Next, you know, I was looking at the Dallas Cowboys that are like $4 billion worth. Like, jeez. You know, that's like the highest grossing, you know, highest sports franchise in America, in the world, is the Dallas Cowboys. So I can't buy a franchise. However, I can put together like my own league. Not in my name. Make it some type of name, whatever, the gay league, whatever, I don't know, the LGBTQ league, queer league, whatever you want to name it, lesbian league, trans league, whatever it is, it'd be cool to just like, you know, have people come together and compete and just not worry about all the stupid political or other type of drama there is. I don't know how much that would cost. Probably in the millions, you know, to get started, whatever. Nothing too big. Not trying to get TV deals right away. But that would be pretty cool. What do you think? I think that'd be pretty cool. I would also, keeping up on the sports related thing, you got to spend a little bit of money on yourself, right? So I've always wanted to get a suite somewhere at a sports venue. See my favorite teams play in a suite, you know. Hey, you won the lottery. Why not spoil yourself, girl? Why not spoil yourself, hunty, mister, whatever you want to call yourself? You know, get you a suite. Rent it out for your friends and family. Kick your legs up. You earned it. Or did you? Do you really earn it if you win a lottery? I mean, you earn the money that you did, you know, that you put down for the ticket, but did you really earn it? I guess. I don't know. Did you get lucky? What do you believe in that? Like, coincidence, lucky, you know, fate, you know those type of buzzwords that they call all sounds kind of similar, but they're really not. What do you believe in when it comes to that? Like when you win the lottery, and very interesting stuff, right? What else? So yeah, I would definitely go to Atlanta Falcons game. I would like get like really good seats for the UGA, number one in the country, Bulldogs. Go Dogs! You know the UGA football team. I would definitely get like some nice seats there. What else? I would like to go to Wimbledon. I've never been to Wimbledon before, so I would like to go there, get some good seats there, mingle around the celebrities and watch some tennis players play. What are some other big sporting events? Oh, the Olympics. I would love to go to the Olympics. Where are they at? Go to every single event I could, right? From the opening ceremony to the closing ceremony. Just do it up. Do it big. I'm not into sports betting, so I would not waste my money on that. I got the money. I don't want to lose the money. Okay, what else would I do? Just cool stuff. Like, obviously, you got to go to Jerry World down there in Dallas, in Texas. Arlington, Texas, excuse me. I'm not a Cowboys fan at all whatsoever. But, I mean, it's the premier stadium of the football league. So, you got to go, right? You got to go. What else would I do? What else would I do with my coins, honey? I would definitely raise awareness to, you know, sports equality. I would give a ton. Shout out to the Sports Equality Foundation. Give a donation to them. They are doing amazing, amazing work over there. And I would rent out conference rooms, every major city, small cities, whatever, just to hold these conferences about sports equality, teaching these coaches, these parents, the peers, the players, like, hey, you have members of our community on your teams. This is how you address them. This is how you make them feel inclusive. This is what you don't do. This is what you do when you have problems arise. This is how you manage them because it's needed. We are people. At the end of the day, we all bleed blood. We have different blood types, but at the end of the day, we're all human. So if you have people, LGBTQ+IA people on your team, then you have to know, you know, that we want to play sports. There are people on your team right now that are not out, that are out. So there is the need for information. Just information giving is like the funding. Let's get it out there. You can play, give donations to them, Rainbow Laces, all the amazing people I've had on my podcast specifically alone. You're getting donations if I win this money. It's just needed. All of you are doing amazing jobs. And sorry if I didn't mention anyone that I've had on my podcast before. You know who you are. I just want to say, I hope whoever wins this $9 billion with $1 billion does something for our community in the sports world. And that is the Game Day Tea, everyone. Always remember, be true, be you, and be fierce. If y'all don't hear from me next Tuesday, y'all know I won. Just kidding. Take care, everyone.
Today's episode is brought to you by Cars.com. With over 2 million vehicles and 50,000 more added every day, Cars.com will match you with the perfect car for you, your budget, your life, your style. And if you're ready to say goodbye to your current car, Cars.com will get you an instant offer to cash it in. Just start by entering your license plate and get matched with a local dealer who will write you the check. So whether you're looking to buy or sell, just go to Cars.com. It's magical.